Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 272. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in to a dude who just likes to lift weights and share his feelings. Thank you for taking the time to support me. But more important, thank you for taking the time to invest in yourself. I think that's an awesome quality of anyone driven to invest in themselves. And I think listening to a podcast like this, a quote, self-help podcast, it might not sound like the most glamorous thing to do in the world, but truthfully, you never know when you might hear something. Literally, a one sentence, a phrase, a silly mantra that I use or analogy, and that makes something click for you in your life. That makes, you know, an insecurity finally make sense and you're able to overcome it. A dating issue, a confidence issue, a purpose and passion issue, a piece of baggage from your past, whatever it might be. And it just finally makes sense. And that's what I think makes life so beautiful, that you can struggle with something for a long time. You can really struggle with making sense of it. And then just boom, one day it like clicks. And it just happens. And it means so much to me that you turn to me for my perspective, and that sometimes in the off chance, it helps you do just that. So that really means a lot to me. So thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for checking out newmindsethoodis.com, picking up a journal. Your support means everything to me. So thank you for that. And I've got a short reminder for you today that I want to talk about. That's the topic of this episode. It's a reminder that for me personally makes me really, really, really hopeful about life, about everything. I am over the top an optimistic, hopeful, glass half full kind of person. You know, not in a forced way, not in a fake way, but just because I legitimately expect good things in life. I expect rewarding outcomes in life. I assume positive intent in life. It literally is just how I think I was wired when I came out of the human factory. And I think a big reason for this is because I'm so rooted in this idea that I want to talk about today, because you can't force optimism in life. It just doesn't work like that. You have to be grounded in why you're optimistic. And so this topic I want to talk about here, it's an idea that it definitely isn't original to me. I don't know where I first heard it. It might have been Mark Manson. It might have been somewhere else, but I've seen it all around and it's really stuck with me. And it's the basis for why I truthfully expect great things to happen to me in life, right? What a crazy thing to say. I expect great things to happen to me in life. And I say that not because you know, I expect great things to happen because I deserve them simply because I'm alive or I'm the greatest and, you know, duh, you know, great things, get over here, come on over. It's not that, of course. It's that I expect these things to happen because I'm willing to suffer for them. Those specific things that I say I want and that I say I deserve, I'm willing to suffer for them. And that's the short topic I want to talk about today. I'm going to say the word suffer a lot. It's a weird word, but it's not this really, really negative thing. It's actually a powerful question that I think you can ask yourself related to this, that if you follow it logically, it will make you hopeful. And I think everyone deserves to be more hopeful in life, because when you're hopeful, you're more carefree. You find peace and calm in things that you typically don't. And you're just happier. And I want you to be happier. So the question is, what are you willing to suffer for in life? What are you willing to suffer for in life? And then when you know that and you circle that and you stand up for it, then when you are suffering, when you're frustrated, when you're getting your ass kicked, when you're getting rejected and disappointed and you name it, you can fall back on knowing that it's worth it to you, because you chose to suffer for this thing. And more important, life rewards people who choose something and then commit to it. They commit in a weird way to suffering through it no matter what happens. So that's the question. It's a question. What and who is worth suffering for in your life? What is worth suffering for? Who is worth suffering for? And I love this question so much because it really is the ultimate question in life. And answering it is a one-way ticket to becoming more hopeful. If you stand for something, if you want it so much, if you let it guide you completely, you're willing to suffer for it. And that means something. It means something to say, I want this, I deserve this, I must have it, and I'm willing to suffer for it. That really matters because not a lot of people are willing to say that. When the going gets tough, it's like, eh, I'm out of here. But for the people who are willing to suffer through the things that they want, there's so much hope to be found in that experience. Because when you're going through bullshit, you can remember this. And having a why is what makes you hopeful. To my point, you can't force being hopeful. You can't force being optimistic. You could do it for an hour, maybe two, maybe a day. But eventually, it's going to fold in on itself. You have to have a why. A why can help you deal with anything thrown your way, right? So why? Why do you go on bad date after bad date after bad date? Why do you get rejected? Why do you get ghosted? Why are you frustrated with your dating life? It certainly isn't because you deserve it, that you're less and that you deserve to have those, you know, shitty experiences. It's not that, but it's because you're willing to suffer through it, because finding and connecting with someone special who you genuinely want in your life and deserve in your life, that is something you're willing to suffer through. You're willing to suffer to find that person. Or why do you feel so bogged down at work? Why do you feel unappreciated at your job or uninspired, or you feel plateaued in your career? It's not because you deserve to feel that way. It's because you stand for what's on the other side of that bullshit, right? A job, a career, a creative outlet that fulfills you completely. And if you chose that as the one thing you want to stand for in your life, then you know why you're suffering through that. Or on a personal level, why do you feel insecure? Why do you feel a lack of confidence, direction, passion in your life? Why do you sometimes feel forgotten and left behind? It's not because you deserve to feel that way. It's not because you're less. But it's because it's part of the process of becoming secure, confident, and so on. Suffering through those experiences is part of what happens when you decide to stand for building yourself into the best person you can be. I really believe this. I really do. And I'm not some like weird masochist who is delusional about always finding a silver lining in things. I'm really not that way. Like I see it logically that, yeah, if it's hurting, it sucks, no doubt. If I'm frustrated, if I feel, you know, overlooked, lost, forgotten, rejected, a failure, like that sucks. I'm not going to try to deny that. But I find so much hope in knowing that I, Case Kenny, made a couple of choices in my life for what I stand for. And I recognize that I'm willing to suffer for those things or for that person, right? So like specifically for me, I'm willing to suffer for a couple of things in life. Number one, I am willing to suffer to be proud of myself. Like this is a really, really big one for me. If that means I have to have an awkward conversation with someone, I'll suffer through it. If that means I shoot my shot and I get rejected again and again and again, I'll suffer through it. I stand for being proud of myself, knowing that I went after what I want. And sometimes, yeah, I know it's going to suck. It's going to burn, but I'm willing to suffer for it. And nowhere in that do I start to doubt what I want or what I deserve. I sat down and made that decision. I'm willing to suffer for it. And another one, number two, I'm willing to suffer to find the person who is right for me. This is a big one, of course. I am not willing to settle. I'm not willing to fall under the pressure of being single in my 30s. I'm not willing to settle for someone who is, you know, nice and gets along with my parents. I have a certain sense of worth and need of someone who is a certain way, and I will not settle for less, you know, and which means I'm likely going to suffer through the process. I'm going to go on a bad date after bad date after bad date. I'm going to be frustrated with dating apps. I'm going to get ghosted and everything under the sun. But I stand for finding who I deserve. And I know it's going to suck, but I'm willing to suffer for it. So those are two big ones for me. I'm willing to suffer for those things because I stand for them. I'm willing to be frustrated, rejected, have a bad day, have a bad week, have a bad month. And I'm willing to feel that weight on my shoulders, that pressure, that temptation to feel lost and give in. I'm willing to suffer through that because I stand for those things. They're that important to me. And for me, suffering through those inevitable ups and downs, it makes me hopeful. It really, really does. Because I know, and if you're honest with yourself, you probably know as well, that good things come to those who are willing to suffer for them. It's a weird thing to say, of course, but it really is 100% true. Great art comes from great suffering. Great novels come from torment and experience. Dating the wrong person leads to dating the right person. Getting fired from your job frees you up to find and evolve your career. Practicing and putting in hours and hours and hours of work makes you a great athlete. Or at your job, it makes you a leader and gets you promoted. Like, we know that there is a reward at the end of hard work. And obviously, inherent in hard work are ups and downs. We don't always know when or how that's going to be rewarded, but that is why we choose to do those things, because we expect a reward, because we're building outcomes. We're opening and closing doors to find the right one, and we don't give up in that context. And within the context of choosing one or two or maybe three big things in your life that are so important to you that you're willing to suffer for them, you can choose to have the same belief. You can choose to have a belief, an expectation that great things will come, that you will be rewarded with them through your suffering. And that is a commitment to a vision, a commitment to a standard, a commitment to what you want and what you deserve. And it means that you believe you'll eventually get it. You just have to put up with the bullshit in the meantime. And I used to think that saying something like that was a cool case, whatever, that's lofty, it's cliche, but I think about my life. I think about the people I know in my life, you know, people who are the happiest couples, genuinely happy couples. I think about fulfilled corporate leaders. I think about the happiest and most creative artists and musicians that I know. And each one of them, without fail, without doubt, went through this suffering process, choosing something to suffer for and committing to it no matter what. They know what and they know who is worth suffering for in their life. What am I willing to suffer for? Who am I willing to suffer for? And that's the key phrase here, right? Worth suffering for. Worth it for them, because it was that important to them, because it's so ingrained in their worth and their value that they stuck it out and they suffered through the ups and downs of the experiences. The person who found their perfect partner was once in the most toxic relationship you could ever imagine. The most fulfilled corporate leader was once working the mailroom and hating their job. The happiest artist and musician was once told on, or was told on multiple occasions, that their art and music was trash. But they suffered through those experiences because they decided at some point, maybe overtly by writing it down, or maybe just on a deep fundamental level, that they stand for something. They stand for something and they're willing to suffer for it. So I'd ask you this question for you, specifically you, a unique, amazing, beautiful human. For you, what is worth suffering for? And who is worth suffering for? And when you ask yourself that and you decide an answer to that and you truly mean it, not just in that moment, but you actually mean it and you decide to stand up for it, then you become willing to suffer for it. And you become willing to suffer for it because you're driven by hope. So we go round and round here, full circle. And hope, of course, always means something. That's hope that reminds you that you are a worthy person, and worthy people are willing to suffer because they believe so much in that worth. So I just wanted to share this reminder with you. I'm very passionate about it because it's what drives me personally to expect great things in life. And you can call it whatever you want, but when you expect great things, you spot great things. When you spot great things, you create great things. It's just how life works. So I just wanted to share this with you. And it's not like I expect everything in life. Of course not. It's not like I have some checklist and I'm like, I deserve every single thing on here. Of course. And anything that pops into my head, I'm like, yeah, I deserve it. You know, I'm realistic about things, of course. It's the one or two or three big things in life that I've made a decision to stand for. I expect great outcomes for those things because I'm willing to suffer for those things. And I am. I am. And I have. And I probably will continue to. But I'm committed to it because I know what I'm willing to suffer for. And I know who I'm willing to suffer for. And the really cool thing about life, I suppose, is not only does that make you a very centered, resilient, powerful person, but that belief is what brings us together with other people who have the same mentality. You're willing to suffer for someone who believes the same and stands for the same. I really do believe that the universe will conspire to bring you two together. You're going to have to weed through a lot of bullshit, a lot of wrong people, but I really do think that belief brings people together. And it's the same with the what you're willing to suffer for. Inevitably, a commitment to that brings opportunities your way. I can't tell you how many times personally I've been just beyond frustrated with trying to be a podcaster for a living, a writer for a living. I mean, seriously, choose two harder professions to break out in. It's very, very difficult. And on so many occasions, I've been, you know, honestly ready to throw in the towel. But then I put in one more day, I suffer a little bit more. And then the next morning I wake up, I have an email. Hey, Case, I'm a producer with ABC. We'd love to have you on the show. Hey, Case, I saw your journals. I'd love to buy 10,000 of them for my so-and-so. These things happen to me. And it just reminds me that suffering pays off here and there, and maybe not with a parade in your name and your honor, but in small and consistent ways, moving you forward. And eventually you'll look back and realize just how far you've come simply by standing for something, simply by willing to suffer for something and not give up on your vision, on the thing and the people that you stand for. And that is the power of stubbornness, the power of resilience. But more so, it's just a belief and an expectation of positive outcomes. And I really do think this is such a powerful way to live your life, not because it sounds good in theory, but because it really, really does work. You can call it whatever you want. You can call it the law of attraction, manifesting, whatever. I simply call it hopeful stubbornness, radical hopefulness. And I think it's a powerful practice to just choose a couple of things, maybe one, maybe two, maybe three big things that you stand for, what and who, and then stand for them no matter what, because they're that important to you, because you're willing to put in the work to get there, and because you're willing to suffer in the process. That is being hopefully stubborn. And I really think it's one of the most powerful attributes you can have in your life. So that's it. I'll end it right there. I hope this was helpful. If it was, I'd love if you'd share this episode with a friend. Tell them to subscribe. I'd also love it if you check out newmindsethoodis.com. Pick up a journal. I currently have 3 for sale. The New Mindset Journal is for clarity and direction in life. Unbothered is for calming your anxious thoughts. And then Single is Your Superpower is for catching feelings for yourself in dating and relationships. But that's it. Thank you so much for supporting me. Thank you so much for listening. And until next episode, I'm out.